Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bose Burger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to third. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bose Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Berger moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Averill steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to third for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. George hits a line drive towards third. Pete catches it and throws to second to double up Trosky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-1 in the game. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing third base. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-2 in the game. George hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. George reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berger. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Berger trying to get to third. Krivic throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Berger for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen scores. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hughes moves to third. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aviral hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea strikes out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. George strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from George and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vozmik hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Boesberger. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.